Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Yes, this is the old, inevitable, irascible, and irreplaceable Rough Rider himself. Welcome to another Rough Rider podcast. Today's topic, drum roll please. Who is Felix Sater? He's Trump's Russian money man. Let's get right to it, shall we? Who is Felix Sater? He was a very close business associate of Donald J. Trump. He was, until recently, a principal of an investment firm, Bayrock Capital, which was located on the 24th floor of Trump Tower, a mere two floors below Donald Trump's own office, which is located on the 26th floor. Sater was, until recently, one of the FBI's most coveted counterintelligence agents' assets, who for years reported back to the FBI on a daily basis and provided that organization with critical foreign intelligence information, information that was in turn passed on to the CIA. What is Felix Sater? He is a financial investment facilitator for Donald Trump. Felix's own father, Mikhail, was a lieutenant or capo or soldier in the Semyon Mogilevich Russian crime family, the largest such criminal organization in the entire world. In addition, Felix Sater knows numerous individuals throughout Russia, the Ukraine, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, and God knows where else in the former Soviet Republic, who are from the criminal underworld. There is money galore that needs to be spirited out of Mother Russia and sent overseas to be cleaned, laundered. When did Felix Sater enter into the picture and become involved with Donald Trump in the first place? Felix Sater was convicted in 1999 for investor fraud, but the court records were sealed and the actual sentencing was delayed for almost a decade. It was felt that Mr. Sater was of such a high value to the United States government from a national security standpoint that he should be put in a special protected status. He was free to operate without any public record criminal past. Shortly thereafter, somewhere between 2000 and 2002, Mr. Sater made the acquaintance of one Donald J. Trump. Why was Felix Sater an associate of Donald J. Trump? It was common knowledge in the New York metropolitan area that Donald Trump would do business with virtually anyone, including those with dubious suspect backgrounds, criminal or otherwise. Mr. Sater is a New Yorker. He had been living in New York since he was 8 when he moved from the Ukraine to New York, was pretty much cognizant of this, and because he was connected with Russian entities and individuals with mountains of Russian cash that needed to be cleaned, laundered, he knew that a man like Trump could be used to funnel all of these ill-gotten gains into Trump's organization and get parked or hidden in real estate assets. How did Felix Sater become an associate of Donald Trump? Felix Sater and his Bayrock business partner, another fellow Russian, Tevfik Arif, approached Trump early on and presented Trump with an offer that he could not refuse. The two Bayrock business partners offered to fund Trump's investment organization with $1 billion worth of capital up front to acquire further investment properties. In exchange, Trump would not have to reciprocate anything, not even one thin dime. Not only that, but any profits that ensued thereafter from these investments would provide Trump with a guaranteed 18% return. There you have it. Felix Sater, the man in the middle, the man that literally saved Trump financially after his disastrous 1990s meltdown, bankruptcies, and is now being groomed by Robert Mueller's special counsel team to possibly take the Trumpster down to the ground. Sater is facing prison time himself now that the feds have caught up to him and his role in Donald Trump's tawdry, sordid business affairs. Sater will most likely not take, but will instead cut a deal for himself to rat out Trump and thereby save himself from a very long prison stint. Trump, you'll have to resign and then pray to God that Mike Pence gives you a presidential pardon, just like Gerald Ford did to Richard M. Nixon. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This is the old Rough Rider himself, finishing up with another riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Now, the old Rough Rider is rounding third, and we are hurtling toward home. And as always, stay well. For God's sakes, keep it lit. And remember, we ride, but gosh dang it, you decide.